knotted and entwined. I was tangled in a thought of your kiss. The meaning of this is stuck in between the lines. But I need an excuse to like you. I just need an excuse, oh, to like you. Heavy breathing and my heart is beating at the speed of light as our hands fumble endlessly. I count the level is as low as it is late, but so much for moving slowly as we pick up the pace. I just need an excuse to like you. I guess this could do in a pinch. Take this passion another inch. I just need an excuse to be head over heels, yeah. I just need an excuse until this wound heals. To like you, I guess sex could do in a pinch. I just need an excuse to care to take this passion another inch. I just need an excuse to be head over heels, yeah. I just need an excuse until this wound heals. Streaming sunlight interrupts our quiet repose, and shifting glances tell the tale better than these notes do.
This is Peter Marinari, and that was my original song, Excuse, and it welcomes you, and I welcome you, to Trio Season 6, Suite Number 5. Excuse is about, actually, this is a funny story, as close as I've ever maybe been to a one-night stand. But in the life of Peter, you have to understand that that is not risque at all. It's like, it was literally, I had a crush on this girl, sort of, kind of, and my roommate at the time locked me in our apartment. I didn't know I was locked in, but later found out. Locked me in our apartment with her to hang out until we made out. So that's about as risque as a one-night stand. It was literally a one-night stand in my apartment because I apparently could not have escaped it even if I wanted to. And what's funny about Excuse is that I wrote it in very self-aware, knowing the irony of the fact that I was writing the song as if it's about this like tawdry sexual affair, and it's about, you know, like making out on the couch. Because that, you know, that is a tawdry sexual affair in my life. I selected the songs for this trio from back to front. I started knowing I wanted to do the last song and then picked through Excuse. But once I had picked Excuse, I realized that much in the way that Excuse tells this kind of hypothetical story of my, you know, non-one-night stand, that all three of these songs kind of tell a story at a certain flashpoint in a relationship where the narrator is seeing or thinking about that they're going to leave, but by the end of the song it's not fully resolved. Like in an Excuse, there's like the shifting glances, and you don't necessarily know if it's over or not. And so then there's this next one, and then my song that is last. Both are similar in that regard, and I think in a row they almost tell a story of this hypothetical relationship. So I'll share the cover with you, and I'll talk a little bit about it afterwards. Here we go.
I bought a toothbrush and some toothpaste. vinyl for my face. Pajamas, a hairbrush, new shoes and a case. I said to my reflection, let's get out of this place. Past the church and the steeple, the laundry on the hill, the billboards and the buildings, memories of them still. Keep calling and calling, but forget them all, I know I will. Tempted by the fruit of another, tempted but the truth was discovered. What's been going on now that you have gone? There's no other. Tempted by the fruit of another, tempted but the truth was discovered. I'm at the car park, airport, baggage carousel.
People keep on moving,
wishing I was well. I said it's no occasion, it's no story I can tell. At the bedside, empty pocket, foot without a sock. Body gets much closer, fumble for the clock. Alarm by the seduction. How I wish that it could stop. Tempted by the fruit of another, tempted but the truth was discovered. What's been going on now that you have gone? There's no other. Tempted by the fruit of another, tempted but the truth was discovered. Bought a novel, some perfume, a fortune all for you. But it's not my conscience that hates to be untrue. Said to my reflection, well, what am I to do? Tempted by the fruit of another, tempted but the truth was discovered. What's been going on now that you have gone? There's no other. Tempted by the fruit of another, tempted by the truth I discovered. Tempted by the fruit of another, tempted but the truth was discovered.
So that's Tempted by Squeeze. It's a song from the 80s. It was actually came back around in 1994 because it was on the soundtrack of Reality Bites, which actually was the movie that I watched on my first date with Elise. Fun fact. And I actually just performed that much lower than it was originally recorded. I can't sing that high as the original recording, but I really like what it does for me in my range where it is that I play it. It does something that I don't really get to do in a lot of my own songs. So it was a fun add to the repertoire once I found the place that it really worked for me. Tempted, it's actually a very vague kind of story. You listen and he's talking about all of these places. He's at the car park, the airport. He's buying all of these things. Clearly he's leaving as a result of somebody being tempted, you know, by the fruit of another, but it never gets into really what happened. You know, who was at fault or what occurred in the relationship. And Elise and I can and have been in some heavy discussions about what really happened. And to me, I think the key is in that second pre-chorus where he says, at the bedside, empty pocket, a foot without a sock, your body gets much closer and I fumble for the clock. And I think that the key is really what was empty from the pocket and, you know, the proximity of that foot and the sock to the narrator. I almost see it as, you know how you can like have somebody in your bed and it's totally no big deal. Like maybe you remember this from when you were a teenager, like you can totally have like a girl in your room if like her feet was on the floor or like all of her clothes were on. But like a foot without a sock, you know, like that's a significant state of undress in a way. It kind of bodes for for what's going to happen. It's an implication. So that's, I choose to see that as part of what happens. And in my head, I know the whole story, but I won't share it all with you now. So on the continuum, first there's excuse, like the first entanglement, and then there's tempted, where you know something has gone awry, but he's still connected. So this last one's actually a new one of mine. I wrote it actually almost exactly a year ago. I started writing it, and it started out as just this little line. I'm gonna drive to your house and take you home. And it was just that one line. And I didn't know where it went or what it connected to. There were no chords that seemed to go with it. So I came home and I just played it on piano as much as I could to try to find the chords that went underneath of it. And in doing that, I came up with this verse and chorus, but it was very disconnected from the end. I had no idea how it was ever going to get to driving home. And this is one of these ones, much like Something Real in the Last Trio, where I just chipped away. I played it at the piano constantly. It was actually written entirely on the piano, and I'm much more comfortable playing it on piano than I am on guitar. The guitar arrangement came later, but it took, I guess, almost 6 months. Could that be right? It took almost 6 months to finish. But now that it's finished, I really like it. It's kind of its own little... I like to think of it as a little Maroon 5 song, possibly because that little hook is very similar to the Maroon 5 single from last year. But I really like it, and it's a perfect cap on this relationship arc. So I'll share it with you. It's called Not Tonight. Thanks so much for listening. I'll be back with hopefully some more trios before the end of November. So please stay tuned. I'm Peter Marinari, and this is my original song, Not Tonight.
I perfected that one last look, oh, so well, that you would never be able to tell. When I'm seeing you for the very last time in a long, long line, the very last times, but I don't think that last time's tonight. No, not tonight. No, not tonight. You drove me right out of my mind, so I drove you home, and I just left you behind and moved on with my life. But in hours or days, your face played across my brain. I've never been able to shake it, even though I know I'll never make it work with you. But I don't see an end in sight. So that last time, not tonight, no, not tonight. So I'm leaving these feelings in the early morning light, with the sun streaming on your face so quietly. Last time, it's not tonight. I don't see. And inside, so I'm gonna drive to your house, take you home for another night. 'Cause that last time